Shall we begin? Okay, I'm on the board of AfriNIC. I'd also mention I'm also on the IANA working group of the CCs, some CC, IANA, CCNSO, IANA working group. Thank you. So I'm Alan from IANA working group, and I'm introducing Alan, IANA, who's going to be presenting a routine report. If you were here yesterday, you'd know that I'm Big Al. He's just Alan. And he's going to be talking about the routing report for the AfriNIC service region. Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, thank you, Alan. My name is Alan Ayina, or if you want, you can say Alan Ayana. I have the pleasure to talk to you about this lunch break. I will go for French. Slides are in English. The graphs are universal, no language problem with the graphs I'm going to show. So I'll try to speak French slowly so the Anglo-Francophone can understand what I'm going to say. Okay, bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Je pense que le repas n'est pas trop lourd et que vous allez pouvoir me suivre. Je vais vous présenter le rapport sur le routage dans la région AfriNIC. C'est un vieux projet. Ceux qui étaient au Caire en novembre m'ont vu et entendu présenter quelque chose sur ce truc. L'idée, c'est en fait de voir comment les ressources que AfriNIC alloue dans notre région sont utilisées sur Internet et de pouvoir avoir des statistiques qui nous permettent de voir l'utilisation, comment le réseau évolue et faire des planifications. Je pense qu'aujourd'hui, nous ne pouvons pas vivre sans faire des planifications. Et je pense qu'un point important aujourd'hui pour nous, c'est de savoir, par exemple, à la lue où nos LIR, nos réseaux demandent des adresses IP, quand est-ce que le spool, le moment où AfriNIC va aller demander à l'IANA, qu'est-ce qui restera dans le pool de l'IANA à ce temps? Voilà des éléments que nous devons pouvoir planifier. Et donc, c'est des travaux de recherche que nous allons vous présenter. Pas tout, c'est un truc, mais nous allons vous présenter une petite partie de ça. Alors, l'idée est partie du rapport que Philippe nous est venu de tirer des graphes sur une bonne période pour faire des analyses. Voir comment les ressources d'AfriNIC sont utilisées et vérifier si nos opérateurs africains qui ne respectent pas le traité de Kyoto, j'ai choisi de prendre pour essayer de voir ce qui s'est passé avant des tests et autres. Donc, les statistiques que nous collectons de la base BGP sont basées sur ces éléments-là. Donc, nous recherchons dans les tables de routage les adresses IP qui sont allouées de ces deux préfixes et des ASN qui sont dans ces lots-là. C'est important de savoir parce qu'il y a des adresses IP que AfriNIC, que nous avons héritées des autres LIR, qui ne sont pas pris en compte par ces statistiques. Donc, nous prenons en compte uniquement les préfixes 41/8 et le 196/8. Ok, je vais essayer de ralentir un peu. Alors ici, vous avez le graphe de nombre d'adresses IP annoncées sur Internet globalement. Et certains peut-être parmi vous ont déjà vu ce graphe avec les statistiques que Jeff Houston génère. Mais ici, si vous regardez, les deux views convergent à peu près à part ces pics que nous avons, qui sont dus au fait qu'il y a des systèmes qui annoncent un certain nombre de blocs, on ne sait pas pourquoi, peut-être pas des erreurs de configuration ou autre chose, qui annoncent ces pics-là. Vous voyez que les deux, donc, j'ai pu faire une moyenne ici, sur cette période, et ça nous donne à peu près que, disons, à partir du 1er juillet jusqu'au 31 mars, nous avons une croissance d'à peu près qui correspond à 6,65/8 de cette période-là qui ont été injectés dans la table de routage. Donc, ce qui fait une croissance de 7,91. Et ce qui est important aussi à savoir sur ce graphe, c'est de voir là où nous sommes par rapport à... Ça doit donner des idées. Pour ceux qui, pour les opérateurs, savent dire que entre les deux views, en haut ici, nous avons le view qui vient du root view, et ici, nous avons le view qui vient du Japon. Il faut comprendre ça en regardant le fait que la vision que nous avons du routeur de Epinic est filtrée, alors que la vision que nous avons du root view n'est pas filtrée. Il y a un peu de tout. C'est les best paths selected qui sont dans ces statistiques. Alors donc, en faisant une estimation sur la période que nous avons sélectionnée, nous voyons que la table de routage a augmenté d'à peu près 18,37%, ce qui représente 28 799 préfixes dans une période de 13 mois. Ces éléments nous aident aussi à réfléchir pour voir à quoi ressemblera la table de routage dans 2 ans, dans 3 ans. Est-ce que les routeurs actuels pourront continuer à fonctionner, à supporter, parce que la table de routage augmente et les préfixes demandent de la mémoire, le traitement des préfixes demande de la vitesse processeur. Donc, c'est des chiffres qui montrent l'évolution, ce qui permet de faire des estimations pour dire dans 5 ans, il faut tel nombre de mémoire, il faut telle capacité de routeur pour pouvoir supporter la table de routage. C'est important aussi en termes de planification. Ici, nous avons aussi des chiffres sur le nombre de systèmes autonomes qui fournissent du transit. Et sur la base de la vision de qui vient de Epinic, qui est la version verte, qui est le graphe en vert, on dégage une croissance de 15,42%, ce qui représente un total de 382 préfixes qui ont commencé à fournir du transit. En termes de BGP, il y a ceux qui font, il y a les AS qui fournissent du transit, ceux qui ne fournissent pas du transit, qui uniquement originent, je ne sais pas comment je vais dire originent en français, qui originent leur préfixe. Donc, ceux qui font du transit nous intéressent parce que ça donne une idée de l'interconnexion et de la profondeur du réseau. C'est ça qui est important. Entre la région de la période sélectionnée, vous voyez comment ça se passe. Et l'élément important ici, c'est de vous montrer que de janvier à mars 2006, Afrinic a alloué plus d'adresses IP en 3 mois qu'ils en ont alloué en 12 mois, de janvier à décembre 2005. Ici. Donc, dans les 3 premiers trimestres de l'année, du Sud, 1/14 au Maroc, avec des slices pagés dans la table de routage. Et comment ça se passe? Ici, nous avons le nombre alloué et le nombre d'adresses IP annoncées dans la table de routage. Donc ici, si vous regardez le graphe rouge, c'est ce qui vient de la table de routage de les pics que vous avez, qui a demandé à UINET et South Africa d'annoncer le 41/8 pour des tests, mais on s'est rendu compte que pendant cette période, UINET et South Africa annonçaient le 41/8. Si j'ai essayé de tracer un certain nombre de niveaux, ici, l'allocation aussi, on suivit une petite croissance. Mais ici, vous avez vu le ratio, il y a eu plus d'annonces. Donc, le ratio annonce et allocation a diminué. Et après, ça a repris. Et ici, nous voyons une petite croissance. Et ici, vous voyez qu'il y a eu un pic. Et ce pic est conforme. OK. Et ce pic est conforme. En fait, ici, on se rend compte que les blocs qui ont été alloués dans le trimestre ont été immédiatement injectés dans la table de routage. Ici. Les slash 13, les slash 14 et les slash 16, ici on sent que les blocs aussitôt alloués ont été injectés dans la table de routage, dans la table de routage BGP. Donc, en regardant et en faisant une estimation, on se rend compte qu'à peu près 80% des adresses IP allouées sont injectées dans la table de routage. Donc, il y a 20% qui ne sont pas présentes dans la table de routage. Donc, il y a 20% d'adresses IP, 20% d'adresses IP allouées qui ne sont pas encore utilisées, injectées dans la table de routage. Alors ici, nous avons les préfixes, parce qu'Afrinic alloue des préfixes, et les préfixes donnent un certain nombre d'adresses IP. Et pourquoi nous regardons les adresses IP et les préfixes? Parce que dans la table BGP, c'est des préfixes qu'on compte. Donc ici, si vous regardez, ça a suivi une petite croissance. Ici, il y a eu un pic. NS m'a expliqué qu'ici, ils ont reconverti les allocations d'un LIR en des préfixes assignés, pays, ici. C'est ça qui a fait qu'il y a eu ce pic. Il est là. Et après, les allocations ont continué à suivre cette. Au même moment, le nombre de préfixes annoncés dans ces blocs alloués, voilà comment ça évolue. On se rend compte que vers la fin, ça évolue un peu. Mais ce qui est important, c'est de voir le ratio entre le nombre de préfixes alloués et le nombre de préfixes annoncés. Ce qui fait qu'il y a plus de fragmentation. Les gens sont multi-home, donc ils n'annoncent pas leur bloc unique. Ils fragmentent et ils annoncent un peu sur une liaison, un peu sur une liaison pour faire du load balancing et autres. Alors ici, nous regardons les allocations de numéros de système autonome par rapport ici, le graphe qui est ici, c'est les allocations de numéros de système autonome. Et après, nous comparons ça avec, en rouge, en bas ici, le nombre de AS Afrinet qui fournit du transit. Comme je vous ai dit, le transit nous intéresse parce que le transit montre l'interconnexion du réseau en Afrique, la profondeur et beaucoup de choses. En vert, vous avez des AS, des origines AS. Donc, c'est des gens qui ont injecté tout au moins un préfixe dans la table de routage. Donc, si vous regardez ici, nous avons une croissance que nous avons pu simuler en linéaire. Et ce qui fait que de cette période, là, nous avons une croissance de ce niveau. Et ce qui, que nous regardons ici, le nombre d'AS qui ont injecté un préfixe dans la table de routage, il y a une croissance ici, ça a régressé et puis ça a tendance à stagner ici. Donc il y a quelque chose qui se passe ici que nous sommes en train d'analyser. Et ça a donné une tendance de croissance et ici, ça a commencé à chuter. Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé à ces AS? Qu'est-ce qu'ils sont devenus? Il y a eu déjà des AS qui ont disparu apparemment et le système a chuté. Alors, si nous regardons aussi la croissance au niveau de ceux qui fournissent du transit, nous avons à peu près une croissance de 9 AS sur les 13 mois qui désormais fournissent du transit. Et quand nous avons essayé de regarder un peu en Afrique avec la fibre, nous avons constaté qu'il y a beaucoup de points de transit qui ont commencé à se créer en Afrique, un peu au Sénégal, au Cameroun. Donc il y a déjà un peu d'interconnexion entre des AS qui nous donnent cette croissance que nous voyons au niveau des AS qui fournissent du transit dans la région africaine. Alors ici, nous avons les préfixes qui viennent des AS. Ici, il y a une différence. Parce qu'un AS d'Afrique peut annoncer des préfixes de la région africaine et annoncer des préfixes d'autres. Donc, si vous regardez bien, bon, ici, nous essayons de simuler un peu. Vous allez voir la croissance, ça a chuté un peu, ça essaie de remonter. Et vous allez voir, si vous comparez un peu, vous allez voir qu'il y a plus de préfixes annoncés ici, ce qui est normal. Bon. Mais ici, on n'a pas beaucoup de choses à tirer, puisque, comme je vous ai dit, c'est vraiment, on ne peut pas savoir qui annonce quoi. Mais le plus important pour nous ici, c'est, comme j'ai dit, par rapport au traité de Kyoto, qu'est-ce qui se passe, comment évoluent les annonces de nos AS, pour voir, etc. Nous avons des travaux en cours. Ce que je vous ai présenté, c'est une partie. Alors, pour automatiser, ce travail a été fait, une partie automatique, une partie manuelle, pour générer ces statistiques jour par jour. Ce n'est pas facile. Donc, nous avons des gens qui travaillent en ce moment pour développer, pour générer son rapport, nous a aidé à faire les statistiques. C'est un élément important aujourd'hui pour vraiment analyser. L'équipe d'Afrinic, NS, Adiel, que je dérange beaucoup, pour comprendre qu'est-ce qui s'est passé, pourquoi il y a une chute, pourquoi ça a augmenté, etc. Ils sont toujours là pour nous aider, pour nous donner l'information. Je pense que... Et je vous remercie aussi de m'avoir écouté. Je suis sûr que j'ai dit beaucoup de choses, BGP, et View et tout, mais je pense que ça ne vous a pas trop ennuyé. Je vous remercie et puis je suis prêt pour les questions. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Alain. Any questions from the audience? Fascinating presentation. Please don't think that they weren't listening, Alain. It was enthralling. You had me captivated, I must say. Very, very interesting stuff. I got a real sense from that that we have a very healthy injection into the routing table or component of the routing table, and I think that that reflects very positively on our community. I don't know if you have any final remarks or if I can just hand over to the next speaker. Question. There is a question. Maktoum.
Sorry, Alan. Thank you. Does this include AFRINIC allocated space with AS numbers that are in the RIPE database and that not have been moved?
Yes, it includes AS transfer from other registry. And I'm still working with Philip Smith to compare the list he has with the final list AFRINIC has. But basically, it's included. But we are working to compare the list, because Ernest told me that there are some AS.
My understanding is that...
Do you want to add something?
I actually have a question, if I may. You've got some fascinating graphs there, and it was very useful to see the numbers, the percentage of growth, effectively. The slope of the graph, though, usually means something, and maybe it got lost in translation. I don't know if the slope in the, particularly the slide with regards to the growth of IP prefixes. I noticed that our slope seemed to be narrow. Next one? I think it's the next one. Our slope, when compared to the APNIC region, seems to be a much more gentle slope, where the APNIC is a steeper slope. Next. Yes, next, that one. The slope here is less than that slope there.
You're talking about this one?
Yes. Does that mean, sir, that the growth in Africa is less than the growth in Asia Pacific?
No, not in Asia Pacific. We are working with the practice, African vision practice, not India. We have view from a router, ethnic router, but we are working on the African practice.
Oh, okay, so it's a different view on the same prefixes. Okay. 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 Okay, understood. Thank you very much. A comment on Maktoum's point was that does this include all the address space in the RIPE database? As I understand, all the address space in the RIPE database that's African is also included in the AFRINIC database.
No, actually my question was, does this include all of the address space allocated by AFRINIC but announced by RIPE or ARIN or other AS numbers that are not in the AFRINIC database?
Okay, I understood. Alan, thank you very, very much. I think that was an excellent presentation. It may be interesting to add this URL to the AFRINIC website. Is that something that we can arrange?
Yes.
It is on the way. That will be done.
When everything is ready.
Okay, so
the community can ask the CEO to support the project.
If the community can please ask the CEO to support the project. Excellent. Okay, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Frank Nebe. Frank is an engineer, works for Afrinic in our Pretoria office, and he is going to be presenting My Afrinic and online and the online Afrinic process. Okay, so in case you didn't sign the NDA on the way in, are there punishments for people who deviate?
I'm going to be presenting today about My Afrinic to create a simple graphical user interface to have. I'm going to be using Michuki Mwenge, as some of you know, who is the administrative manager, as an example. Currently, if you're updating the Whois database, you basically have to fill out the template, and then you send that in to update your information. In the same way, if you're requesting resources, you have to fill out the template as well. Everything is basically email-based. The problem with this is that templates, you know, often introduce a lot of errors. You know, you make mistakes filling it out, or even filling it out the wrong way. When you send it over through email, often the Whois database modifying some of the information is often insecure, since the password is in clear text. What this means is that basically, our support team has to answer a lot of very basic questions because of the awkwardness of the template method. And also, because it's so difficult updating the Whois database, what happens is that some of the information never gets updated. So that results in stale information. My Afrinic, using the web, makes things a lot easier, allows us to design a very user-friendly interface. It allows us to check for your input, to generate the template automatically, to update the Whois also automatically. You'll be able to view the status of the request that you submit. It will allow better security over the information that's sent into the Whois. And also, we'll also have an area where you can basically access just basic, you know, answers to, you know, just frequently asked questions. There are five areas in the My Afrinic web portal. There's the account management, billing, resource management, support, and help. Account management will allow you to basically manage your organization's information, your personal contact information. It will allow you to manage users in your organization, their roles. It will allow you to modify the notifications that you get sent when things change. And also, you know, to change your password and other security settings as well. I'm sure everyone's familiar with this kind of a screen. You basically log in. We're going to make it as simple as possible. Log in with your email and a password. You'll have access to your organization's information, the addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, the status of your organization, and the contact people. You'll be able to update your personal contact information. And the whole idea of this is to keep your information current in the Whois database. You'll be able to manage users, create new users at will. You'll be able to also to change the roles of the existing users in your organization. So you can decide who's going to be the admin or the tech contact or whoever's responsible for billing through the screen. You'll be able to set up some notifications, what emails basically get sent after you make changes to whichever part of the portal, such as contact information, the payments that you've made, the invoices you receive. You'll be able to pay your bill online using a credit card. The other area will be resources, an area where you'll be able to manage your resources, assignments, and ASN numbers. View all of your resources and the utilization of those resources, as well as all the sub-allocations and assignments. Be able to modify those sub-allocations and assignments at will. When the time arises, you might want to request new resources. You'll be able to do this through the portal. And this is just an example of a request for an IP6 allocation. This screen is just an example of what our support center might look like. You'll be able to track the status of all the requests that you've made. And you'll be able to see what was the outcome of those requests, those that were resolved, those that are still in the queue, and those that we're actually working on at the moment. And also there'll be a help area where you'll be able to as well as your resources, managing your resources as well. My Afrinic is almost there this month, and we hope to deploy the full version in July. Of course, it's going to be an ongoing project, so we're also going to add other features, mailing list integration. You'll be able to see some of the discussions on our mailing lists. So those of you that are standing for elections, you'll be able to vote for those candidates in the future. Afrinic is a user-friendly web-based interface that enables you, the member, to manage your account, your information, your resources with better service, enhanced service, and support.
Thanks, Frank. Any questions? I have a question that I'm happy to kick off with. I'm aware that all or many of the other RIRs have similar kinds of... that's very exciting. I look forward to seeing it. Questions? Okay, wow, that went very quickly. I believe we've finished very early. What is the time now? 3:05, wow. So we're 25 minutes early for tea. And I'm the chairman. Does that mean to say that I have to talk for the next 25 minutes? No. Is Charles Musisi in the audience at all? No. Okay. Okay, that's excellent. I've just had word from the CEO that we should potentially move the open microphone session, and I can try and make it a little bit more pointed as to trying to get community inputs into what we should be focusing on as far as product development or any other type of areas of service delivery that you feel are important to you. Let's call it a 20-minute brainstorming exercise. Please.
Yeah, The two presentations we have seen are two specific projects related to what we are doing. The first one was analysis on information we have in our WHOIS database. The second is about improving our service and support to you as member. So it will be good to, of course, have input from you if it's kind of thing you like us at Afrinic to dedicated resources to, which other specific project in those area you want us to do or to embark in.
Okay, I've got a question. Mark Elkins.
Mark Elkins, two things that I'd like to see Afrinic do or move into. One is routing registry, in other words, the recording of import and export tags. And the second is, as we're such a diversely, we're all over the place, if it comes down to phone contact, it'd be really nice if we could call using voice over IP rather than having to pay our encumbrance twice.
There's two issues that Mark's raised here. One is inter-NIC calling, shall we say? And the other one is routing registry, a routing registry. On the first one, as far as voice over IP calls between network operators, between ASNs, I believe that there is a global network that works as such. I don't know if there's anybody with information about whether Afrinic is included in that global network. Afrinic doesn't have phones. Does have phones. So there is a global network of where you can call in between ASN numbers, and if anybody wants to get connected to that, please speak to Bill Woodcock. The other one is the routing registry, which I'll leave to one of the technical people. Is there any plans for routing registry?
We are still looking at the feasibility of allowing a routing registry, so we haven't added yet to our registry due to the limitation of our resources and the plan we had at the beginning in the development of the RIR. So it's something we are looking at, and I think more we have requests from the community, and as soon as we are ready, it's something we will be able to do, but it's good to know that the community is something the community wants. Yeah.
The point that I wanted to raise was from looking into the new membership process, and as I understand, if you're not yet a member of Afrinic, it doesn't mean to say that you don't have your own IP resources. You might have legacy allocations, in which case you need to follow the same process that you follow as if you had no IP allocations in order to become a member of Afrinic. Now, my understanding is that this is a two-step process. The first step is that you complete a membership form, and only once you have been accepted as a member do you complete the form or the application for address space or ASN or any of the other type of products. So it might be more than a two-step process, but I don't know if anyone has clarity on that. Is there any way that we can condense that form into a single form whereby you apply for membership and your initial allocation or product in the same step, should I say? Maybe that's just the business process analyst in me that's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, the way the process is today, it's somehow done in parallel, because when you fill your membership form, you cannot complete your membership process if the housemaster team hasn't approved the membership form at the same time you sign your first allocation form. And based on the resources which will be allocated to you, then you receive your billing and you pay. If you don't pay, you are not a full member. So, put it is to be able to condense all of, but today you send both documents to two different emails, but
thanks for that clarity. Are there any other new innovations that the other regions can maybe disclose, whether they're already released or potentially unreleased, that may be interesting to AfriNIC LIRs or other members?
Jared Ross at AfriNIC. One which is released, which relates to a question just before, is that we recently installed a VoIP phone system at AfriNIC. Now, we had it running in parallel with our normal PABX for a while, but now the old phone system is completely gone, and all our phone operations are VoIP. In terms of it being a member service, at the moment, anybody with a VoIP client can phone us. In addition to this, which we'll probably look to do, would be to issue VoIP accounts to AfriNIC members so they can start calling each other as well. So we're moving down that path.
That sounds excellent. Is that an asterisk, PABX? Yes, okay, good. Is there support for such? Yes.
Yeah, it's Silvio Almada. What I want to ask if
to see how sophisticated voice over IP PABXs have become, and there are a number out there right now which offer not only the SIP features but also instant message facilities that allow you to do the kind of live help desk, live technical support features, as well as a number of other, you know, sort of value adds. So I think this is probably an area where that we need to look into. Maybe Adele should put together a wish list for the board to consider budgeting for in the next round.
Internet, I can provide the links for that. We have it.
That's an issue then. I'm personally very much in support of such a system. We've had
now we are running on voice over IP, and these updates. Thank you.
Okay. And that would be to go on the website of AfriNIC and grab presentation that already exists, make the organization stronger in an environment where. I really want to share with the audience here regarding improving the AfriNIC communication side. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mohammed. While you were talking there, I did a Google, and it appears to be that many of the presentations from most of the AfriNIC events are on the AfriNIC website. Is it maybe that... the navigation of the website is poor, and we maybe need to look at the information architecture of the website so that it becomes more simple to find the documents that you're looking for. Is there any other, maybe somebody else that would like to respond to that?
Just quickly to answer the last question about the web, we have conducted this quarter a review of the website. That was an internal review. There is an internal committee set up to review the website and make sure that information are there. Just look at the navigability and etc. The next step will be an open survey toward the community and the member on different aspects, not only web, the web part, but the web will be part of it. And the objective behind is exactly to get those feedback on how we deliver those services, and especially the website, because, of course, it's not sometimes it's not easy for people to find the information on the website. It's some comment we already received. So it's a process. We need to get all the feedback before start redoing the whole website as we did the last time. So all those feedback are welcome, and we will work on them.
Thanks very much, Adiel. Yeah, there were many nodding heads with respect to the navigation on the website, and I've heard those complaints before. I think that's natural in such a growing website, and it's early days. So, yeah, if I can support Adiel here and say, please be patient. It is a big process to redesign something which has grown so quickly, and it's become quite vast as far as the amount of resources is concerned. I don't know if there are any usability experts in the audience, but I sense in Africa we have a number of usability experts that we could hone on and potentially involve them. It's not always the users that know the answers to usability and to website navigation. And hopefully we can lift some of the resources that are linked off the RIPE NCC as far as resources for LIRs and address space management as well. So these items have all been acknowledged, and I'm sure they will be addressed. Any other comments from LIRs or suggestions? Mactum.
Yeah, I just had a thought. Maybe we could do a cost-benefit analysis of hardware versus software, voice over IP. It seems to me that software, Skype, for example, would be many orders of magnitude cheaper than a hardware solution.
I agree. A Skype service would be good. At the same time, I think that it would be most beneficial to Afrinic to upgrade the PABX into a fully VoIP-enabled PABX for many reasons.
Skype is proprietary, so it only interoperates with other Skype instances or through Skype gateways, whereas if you follow open standards, SIP, you can choose free software, commercial software, make your own hardware, or buy hardware.
Thanks. Okay, if we can, since we have some time, I'm fascinated by the graphs that were presented by Alain. And
allocation. So Afrinic convert these four /16 allocation to lot of assignment. That is why we have this.
That's actually what I thought. That's all, as I understand, swamp space that was returned back to Afrinic, which is quite fascinating. So, Alain, why does that not appear on the...
I've done some /16 to us, but inside those /16, we're under our responsibility, so we have to enter the PI space in the whois. That explains the from Afrinic whois database. The information...
Any more announcements to make? Questions, comments? One of the things that I did find when I was looking for the presentations online, and I'd like to say that Mohammed's voice was heard. Is that the directories on the web server are not visible, they're blocked. So it would be maybe nice to open up the presentations directory so you could actually see all the presentations in the Afrinic 3/presentations folder. It won't display directory views. You have to link directly to the presentations themselves.
Sunday Folayan from Nigeria. I just want to commend Adiel and his team for a job well done. Usually when something does not work, you'll notice and know where to apportion blames. But when things do work and work very well, we sometimes forget to say thank you to those who make it work. I'd like to I'd like to use the opportunity to say thank you to Adiel and his team. When we look at productivity per head, they score very high. So Adiel and Co, thank you.
My computer tells me that it's 3:30. Ah, 3:34. Yeah, you're right, it does. Well, thereabouts. This is, I come from Cape Town, where we're a lot more loose with time than other places. So it's time for a break. I think it's been an extremely useful brainstorming session. I think there are many. Enjoy your tea and coffee. And after 5 minutes, and we'll be starting again at 4 p.m.